Hey, happy April Fool's Day to everybody out there. This is Bob Lafrano, the athletic director here at Pierce College, on another edition of The Wide World of Brahma Sports on this Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. Beautiful day outside. We're in here today talking about Brahma Sports. We have a really very special guest, Doreen Clay, who will be coming in. She's the school publicist who makes us look good. Even when we're bad, she makes us look good. And so we're looking forward to having her coming in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, I'll give you a little rundown of how the Brahmas are doing sports-wise. I know this morning the baseball team at 9 o'clock left to go to Cuesta. Cuesta College is located in San Luis Obispo. And right now, with about 8 games to go, it's a 4-way battle for second place. It looks like Oxnard's kind of running away from the rest of the pack. Oxnard just defeated us back-to-back games. In fact, on Saturday, threw a no-hitter, a big left-handed pitcher. Can't remember his name, threw a 9-inning no-hitter against us. So hopefully the boys will bring their bats up the coast today and face Cuesta in a must-win situation if they're looking for the state playoff title, state playoff berth. Our softball team, who is struggling tremendously but going out there and having a good time and playing really hard, is on the road today for a doubleheader at Moore Park. In fact, the first game started at 1 o'clock. Tennis team, as we speak, has already had their first serve at 2 o'clock on the Brahma home courts with a match versus El Camino College from Torrance. They just came back from a weekend in Fresno where they participated in a four-match North versus South in terms of a seeding, where they would match up, where they might be placed for team play in the state playoffs. So they just got back from Fresno, and they're taking the courts again today. Last Friday, our swim team competed in a five-school meet at Pierce. We hosted it, had Bakersfield, Citrus Valley, Ventura, and Pierce were involved, and it was really fun. People really need to come out and watch a swim meet. It's really exciting, and to see the guys and the gals together as they swim for each school, it's really kind of fun. And they're getting ready for another big meet at Pasadena before they start the Western States Finals, Conference Finals in a couple of weeks at Valley College. So the swimmers are out there working hard, and we've got all our teams participating and playing well, and it's always fun to go out and support them. On Thursday, the baseball team will be at home, weather permitting, with a game versus Cuesta. And men's volleyball, should not forget that. Men's volleyball on Friday night defeated Moore Park in an exciting 5-set match. And you know that in volleyball, when it's 2-2 after 4 games, you play a 15-point game 5. And the first team to get the 15-point wins the match. And it doesn't get too much closer than that when you win game 5, 15-13, like we did in the Brahma Dome on Friday night to keep a faint playoff possibility alive. So it's kind of a quick wrap on the spring sports. And obviously the off-season sports are in full swing also. This past Saturday, our women's volleyball team hosted a 14-college team tournament volleyball in the gym. 14 teams all the way from the new state champion, who basically took our spot because we had won the previous 3, the Cabrillo volleyball team from Cabrillo, California, which is up in the Santa Cruz area. They came down, as did Yavapai from Arizona. So these 14 schools were spread out all up and down the state, and it's quite a sight to see when you go into the gym and one side of the bleachers is pulled down and it's just packed with fans and teams that await their turn on the court. And what our coach does is he puts 3 nets up, not just the one net in the middle that we're used to seeing when we play a volleyball tournament, but the 3 nets strung across the opposite way. So actually there's 3 games going on. There's 3 games going on at once. And so that's really a sight to see. The football team is always in practice and everything. And so they're, as we speak, are in the fitness center working out. They go in there, I think, 4 times a week and then up on the field 1 time. So that's their off season, as it is with men's and women's basketball. And women's soccer, has a class that starts at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, Thursday. So they're definitely in a off-season mode. This is the off-season for those four teams that are the first up in the fall. When we come back to school in the fall, they're the first up that practice and play, and all of a sudden we've got games. We actually have games before school starts. Women's soccer plays games in late August, and we don't start school sometimes until September 1st or after September. So it's kind of interesting to have your team playing a game that counts, and you're not even in school yet. So as I stated before, we have a very special guest that has arrived, and we're going to introduce you real quick here pretty soon to Doreen Clay. And Doreen is our publicist at school at Pierce. She's getting ready now. She's going to take her cap off, knock down her, I don't know what the heck that was. And here's Doreen Clay. Doreen, welcome to the wide world of Brahma Sports.
I couldn't be happier to be here with Bob Lafrano and the wide world of Brahma Sports. I got my cap on.
I'm ready to
be sportsletic.
She is sportsletic as anybody can be sportsletic. I said before you had a chance to come in, I said Doreen is the person that makes us look good here at Pierce, even though we may not look good. Doreen's job is to make us look good as possible to the public. Is that kind of a way to sum it up?
That's what I do. Yeah. I do. And thank goodness there's so many great things going on, and you make sure that happens in the sports world. But just about anything that happens, happens right here in the PR office and on the street marquee, which happens to be down today because of the power outage yesterday.
Well, that's a fine how do you do. They shut the power off, and then they don't turn it back on. What is that all about?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? So when you drive by the corner of Winnetka and Victory, and you see what the temperature is and what time it is and all the events that are going on at Pierce, it's Doreen that handles that marquee and keeps the public informed on what's going on here at Pierce College.
I do, and everybody should know about the Farm Walk. It may not be sports life, but it only happens once a year. If you like farm animals, you really got to come on April 27th, Sunday, from 9:30 to 4.
That is always a big event here at Pierce. Dr. Lee Shapiro is in charge of that, a former wrestler back in his days at Chatsworth High. We were both chancellors at the same time. And I know Lee really enjoys that. It's a great fundraiser for his program to get the little kids in the area involved in the farm walk. It's a great event that Pierce puts on, almost as great as the rodeo, which we don't have anymore.
Well, it has been quite a while since we had the rodeo. I think it was my first year here, about 2000, the year 2001 might have been the last rodeo.
And, you know, they used to use the football field, just chew the heck of it up because it was the grass field in that time. Now, obviously, we have the synthetic turf field, so there'd be no more rodeo up in the football field. Oh. But there's so much space at Pierce, I got to believe they could find some place to do a rodeo if they want to. I've never really heard any more, let's do the rodeo anymore. It seems like it's died.
Well, you know, when we started in 1947, we had all of our students were cowboys. They were agriculture majors, and they lived on campus in cowboy bungalows, and they all rode horses and did rodeo things. But now it's only a couple percent because, you know, times are different. So,
in fact, as we go through and make our, and I'll get to that, you know, why Doreen's here. This is a Brahma sports show, and we try to get people who are here that really help our athletic program, and none more important than Doreen. But when we're putting together the posters that we've done, we have noticed in the pictures, the rodeo pictures that are from the 50s and the 60s, and as we're going to go over after the show today, we're going to go over the 70s. And I kind of took a quick peek, and I still see some more rodeo action shots in the 70s. So the rodeo, Pierce College and the rodeo are definitely one and the same for this community.
Yeah, they were up until recently, but times change, Bob. You got to roll with it.
I try to roll with it. That's why I put my horse away.
You did.
My saddle away, but
I still
wear my cowboy boots. Yeah, right. But here's another thing, too, that was a function of the past that has gone away was the 4th of July. That was always at Pierce.
Well, I don't really want to tell you how much damage that did to our roofs and our facilities. And finally, we just had to say no because it was just too hard on the campus.
Yeah, people were just everywhere.
Yeah, it was a big deal. But that's been gone for about 10, 12 years now, too.
Of course, I look at it as a way of maybe making money for athletics if we could charge to park on campus.
But we didn't.
I know, it was a freebie. Pierce was a park. always has been a park.
It always has been a park, and we've always given people free stuff as much as we can because, you know, we're their community college, and we want people to come here and enjoy it, and we try to get them to come on out and support things like the athletics department, which has always been very strong, very popular, and has a lot of very distinctive alumni.
And with that in mind, as I every other year run our Athletic Hall of Fame and rely on one person, and one person the most is Doreen, who does so much for the Hall of Fame, setting it up, getting it all in print, et cetera, besides the publicity. So for the last couple of weeks or more, I think Doreen and I now have huddled up and are starting to get the publicity ready for the Hall of Fame 2014, May 28th at the Woodland Hills Country Club. And so it's going to be I don't want to say a different affair, but being the third one, I've kind of simplified things. Like, there's no golf tournament that goes on that day. That's an event in itself.
Right.
But what I've done is I've secured tee times for people if they want to play golf, mm-hmm. which has nothing to do with the Hall of Fame dinner. They can go play golf and go home. But it's going to be part of that day if they want to. And we've already gotten quite a few people who are interested at an unbelievable price of only $20 to play a private golf course.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, it's if you're a golfer, you have to be there, because to play for $20 is not a bad deal. And then we go into the dinner that starts actually with our very own James Domain and his Merry Pranksters. The music will start at about 5:15, 5:30.
I love the music. I thought their song selection was so celebratory and just perfect for your event at the Woodland Hills Country Club. I loved it.
Yeah, so it's hard not to say, James, you got to play, and he's already said, I'm there.
All right.
So we've got that all covered. So the music will start, and then we have dinner, a nice little sit-down dinner where it's kind of buffet style, if I can remember right.
The food is great.
Food is great, and then at about 7 o'clock, the master of ceremony, myself, will take over and start the introduction. This year we're going to also include the athletic department. We'll include the two athletes of the year, male and female, the scholar athletes of the year, male and female, and probably the Barry Zito Scholarship Award of Excellence winners. And we're hoping to have Barry there because Barry is no longer pitching in the major leagues. He's kind of come to the end of his career, whether he liked it or not. Mm. He's not pitching this year in the big leagues.
Time to spend his millions.
That's right. And oh, does he have a lot of that. So we're going to do that at the beginning and then go into our Hall of Fame. But Doreen, give the listening audience a little bit of what you do on campus besides help me out on the Hall of Fame. Give me like a day in the life.
I read the news today about
a lucky girl who made the grade.
If you know Bob LaFrana, you know there's a Beatles song for every occasion.
Every occasion. So Doreen, a day in the life.
Well, I kind of look at Pierce College like a small town. I mean, after all, we have, 22 or 3,000 people roaming around this campus, if you include all the employees,
from
too.
From 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
That's right. And there are so many different interests and activities going on that there's never a shortage of things to shout about. And I do that pretty much by running a paperless digital office these days, a lot different than when I started here about 13 years ago.
Right.
And I do the Facebook on campus. I try to let students know about events and get them to save the dates for upcoming things like the Hall of Fame or whatever's going on. And I do a lot behind the scenes to
get things
happening and get a lot of things promoted.
Because we are, again, the school in this community. And I'll tell you what, it's pretty hard not to run into somebody who hasn't attended Pierce. And I mean, even for one class or one jog around the campus or one swim at noon, people have used our campus for whatever reasons they want to.
We call it the 6 degrees of Pierce College. You almost can't go anywhere without bumping into Pierce College, especially if you wear a Pierce College t-shirt. Somebody's going to come up to you and tell you,
hey, I went to Pierce in 73. I remember that. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And that's what's great about it. And again, your role on campus behind the scenes really puts us out there in the public view, and it does a great job doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. And where would we be without you? I'd hate to even find out.
Oh, I think you'd be right here, Bob. Right here, right now. Only I wouldn't be sitting here. But I also do the marketing and advertising for the college. And that's something where I want to reach as many students as possible to let them know what a great opportunity it is to come to Pierce College and take all of your beginning classes to get your degree. Your first 2 years, do it here. I personally, yes, me, have taken 30 full semester classes here. And those were in all kinds of interesting, fun things because I already had my degree, but I learned so much at Pierce College.
That's a good way to put it, to come back and take classes. I went to Pierce here. I played baseball. The first 2 years, then I went to Cal State Northridge. I probably told every recruit that I recruited to play baseball for me, I did the same thing that you're going to do. You're going to come to Pierce, play 2 years, and move on. It's a great way to start halfway point of your education and maybe the halfway point of your athletic career if you're good enough to play two more years after Pierce.
Well, Mark Harmon did that.
Is he the actor? He's the actor, isn't he?
Ah, yes. NCIS, TV's top number one drama, started at Pierce College playing football.
Unbelievable. And wasn't he dubbed the sexiest man alive at one time?
He was. And you know what he said at the Hall of Fame the first year? He said, Pierce College is a gold mine.
Was a gold mine for him. That's something that we are going to put out and let people from far and wide see that article that the Daily News put out by Mark Harmon, that Pierce was a gold mine. Perfect example of a young man or a young woman leaving high school and not really sure what to do. And so he decided to come to Pierce.
Right. And he went on to play football at UCLA and get his degree. And then we all know he became the sexiest man alive.
The sexiest man alive, Mark Harmon. And it was great to have him at that first Hall of Fame. I kind of call him an iconic figure because I think when you say Mark Harmon, you know who we're talking about.
Right. He shook my hand and he had the firmest grip. My hand still hurts. And that was 3 years ago.
Have you washed it since then?
No, okay. Not at all.
Don't wash it.
No.
And there is a great picture of myself and Joy,
who our is former president.
Our former president and Mr. Harmon together. And it's a picture that I really like. I really do. It kind of, to me, kind of talked about that night, which was such a great night. Might have been one of the greatest nights in the history of Pierce College.
I have to tell you, in my 13 years here, it was the best event I've ever attended. Hall of Fame number one, had so much positive energy in the room, you could feel it.
Yeah, it was really special. And maybe the first time for everything is the best because, I mean, Coach Crum, another iconic figure, Denny Crum, played basketball at Pierce, coached at Pierce, played basketball at UCLA, coached at UCLA, coached over 30 years at Louisville, University of Louisville, won two national champions. He's in the Naismith Basketball. Naismith was the guy that invented the game of basketball. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
But that night, he said in front of everybody, I'm in this Hall of Fame. I'm in that Hall of Fame. This is the Hall of Fame that means the most to me because aww, this is where it started for him. Mm-hmm. As a kid that graduated from San Fernando High School, came over across the valley, was recruited to play at Pierce, and the rest is history. So I remember when I called him up and I said, Coach, I'm thinking about doing a Hall of Fame. No one's done it yet in 60 years of Pierce. And I'm going to go to you first because you're probably our most famous alumnus. And I said, you know, I really can't afford to fly you out. He checked his schedule real quick. He goes, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. I will be there. And that just meant the world to me, and it just started everything, and the ball was rolling after that. And again, to get Harmon, who, you know, he's busy, he's filming, he's producing, he's doing this, doing that. But it really kind of clicked into him that this is a good thing. This is a good gig to go to because look at the names on there. You know, when I was doing my contact with him and Karen Sanfilippo, who is his publicist, and I think the more he looked and saw Coach Crum's name, he saw Barry Zito's name and Doug DeCensis' name, who actually would have been at Pierce at the same time. They may have overlapped there a year. He was like, how could he not be here? And as long as his schedule allowed it, which it did, you know, he was here that night, wrote me a really nice email the next day about how much he appreciated, how much he enjoyed seeing people that he had thought about over the years, the Ken Stanleys, the Bob Lyons, people that he knew back then when he was an athlete. So, again, that was a really a special evening. There's no doubt about that.
It was. And all the Hall of Famers brought their families. Some of them brought 10, 15 people with them.
Exactly.
There were a few of our Hall of Famers that had already passed away, and their families got up and just seemed very grateful and very honored to have that event. And really, Bob, you did it. Let's not put this on me. You made this happen. You, Bob.
I appreciate that. It's kind of my idea, but I got to have people to help, and you're the person I lean on the most, without a doubt. You're the person I lean on me, so I lean on you.
And when that, you're not you remember that one.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not a Beatles song.
No, I stumble over it. But, yeah, that's a great evening. With our own coaches that were able to go in, as Ken Stanley, Big Daddy, and Irwin Goldblum, the wrestling coach, Bob Lyons, who's still here teaching in his 50th year at Pierce, that's 5-0 at Pierce,
wow.
Former baseball coach and athletic director. Paul Zantos, who had passed away, they called him the Wizard of Winnetka because his tennis teams were phenomenal with records, and it was just second to none. And he had passed away, so I remember his wife and his son were here to accept the award on his behalf.
And even not long before he passed, he was back here coaching again.
You're right, at 84 years old, if I remember the article. Don't look for me to do that.
I am looking for you to do that.
You
I expect you to be here 70 years.
70 years.
Because you are in such incredible shape. You are my idol. I want to be like you.
You just need to follow me in one day and then go from there. Just follow my little movements all around.
You never stop.
I never stop. I don't try to.
This man is in great shape, and there must be something to this whole endorphin thing that happens when you exercise.
That's right.
Because he is the happiest, most energetic, most positive person at Pierce College.
And you know, speaking of the Beatles.
Which we were we?
Will you still need me?
Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Bump, bump. That's right.
That's right.
So we just keep plugging away. Every day is a beautiful day here at Pierce College, as long as we stay away from certain people and do our job.
Oh, I don't know any people like that.
Do
you know
either.
That in PR, it's always happy?
That's
it's
true.
The Disneyland of Pierce College, and in my office, I have the green happy rug.
That's true,
if
you do.
If you come in and you step on the green happy rug and you look at the green happy trees, you can't help but be happy.
No. In fact, I think Pharrell Williams, whatever that guy's name is, probably was on that rug.
Oh.
When he made that song,
the
happy song,
yeah.
You got a roof on your head, whatever that song is.
He was. He cut it right here in my office.
Yeah, I thought he did.
He
you
did. Knew that. Fair
See,
enough.
I always consider the heartbeat of the campus, the athletic department. But I may be wrong on that. It may be the publicity office.
Yeah, it's probably not the 200-300 of you. It's probably just me.
That's true. Even though you're at number 300-1, you are still the best. So then we had Hall of Fame number 2, and... You know, we had some really top-notch people, but unfortunately, some of those people failed to attend for various reasons. And that's always kind of puts a little dimmer on it, in my estimation. Even Coco Crisp, who last night played center field for the Oakland A's, about an hour before the show was to go, he called and said he couldn't make it. So, you know, all of a sudden, he's not there, and a couple other people. We couldn't find Jimmy Allen, the Super Bowl.
Well, he hadn't been found in many years.
And you know what? Ironically, I found him that next weekend.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And not only that, I got an email 2 weeks ago from the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. Knowing that we found him, they're asking me, how do you get a hold of Jimmy Allen?
Wasn't he in Florida or somewhere?
Yeah, he's kind of been. Yeah, he was in Florida, and his mom lived in Antelope Valley.
Oh, we better not say anymore.
Exactly. But ironically, I called him up. Said, Jimmy, the Steelers are trying to get a hold of you. So we talked just about a week ago, 10 days ago. And so I gave that guy his phone number so they can connect. And I invited him to our third Hall of Fame. So he said, he's living out by Las Vegas now, but he said, let me know, call me beforehand. I'd like to come on out and see. Because we retired his number last year, October of 12. We did a ceremony at halftime. And he came back for that to have his number retired. At halftime at a football game. So that was kind of neat. Him and Harmon and Eric Kramer.
Hmm.
Oh, that's right. Eric was in the first Hall of Fame. So the second Hall of Fame, we honored the 1984 Brahma football team that was undefeated, had a few of those guys there, led by Eric Kramer, the quarterback who played in the NFL for years and who was individually inducted in our first Hall of Fame, an NFL player for, I think, 13 years. Among other people, and, you know, one lady that I never got to meet, Mary Perry, graduated from Birmingham High and came to Pierce in 61-62. Now we're talking Trailblazer. We're talking Title IX. What the heck's Title IX? I just want to play. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll play on the guys' team, or let's make a girls' team so I can play volleyball, mm-hmm. or I can do whatever. She was such a great athlete. And she participated in the very first women's Olympic team in 64 and 68. And she passed away shortly after our induction ceremony. But she had family here that was real appreciative of having their aunt, I think it was, you know, Mary was their aunt, go into the Hall of Fame. And that's
kind of
neat.
Wasn't she instrumental in writing the Title IX?
You know what? That was Jerry Fiorello.
Oh, it was another one of our
stars. She was a coach, and she was inducted in the first Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
She spoke and introduced Mary and Roxanne DeMink that night, and she will speak at our one coming up in May. She is quite a gal at 91 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was one of the Title IX writers, Pierce Brahma. So those kind of things. And Coach Kelly, when you go out to the baseball field, it's Joe Kelly Field. I played for Coach Kelly when I played here in 68, 69, and he passed away at a really young age in, I think, 1982, maybe about 56 years old of cancer. And that night, he had 22 family members at the induction, including his wife, his brothers, a sister, and his children and his grandchildren.
Wow.
And, you know, when I put these together, that's why I do this. You know,
the repercussions go
on and on. Yeah,
and a lot of positive feelings.
It's just a good positive for Pierce.
But I have a question for you.
Yes, dear.
You named the Bob Lyons scoreboard a couple years ago. Well, someone did.
Yes, I did.
And the Joe Kelly Field. But, Bob, what are we going to name after you?
I think there's an Andy Gump.
No, you got to give us a site.
You
something
know,
baseball.
I'm kind of a humble guy, so when it came Joe Kelly Field and Bob Lyons scoreboard and Ken Stanley Court, you know, I know that I have a good feel for the history of Pierce Athletics. Having played here, kind of grew up in the area, so I knew who Coach Crum was long before I came to school. Yeah, it's just a way of honoring the people. I mean, if you can't honor our past, what are you going to do? Hey, will my time come? I don't know. I really don't know.
Will there be a little patch of grass somewhere left?
Somewhere left. Maybe the dugout. They can name the dugout after me. But who knows? But yeah, that'd be nice. But I put a lot of time in, obviously, on that baseball field and had a lot of great success coaching there. So
tell me how
fun.
Many championships you won.
Oh, it was probably about 7 or 8 in a almost 20-year span.
Wow.
And that's a lot because it's, you know, it's very competitive. You know, and you got to go out and recruit all the time and have good players coming in to make you look good as a coach. It's a great run. It's a great feel. I had a great time coaching baseball here, as I did playing baseball here. So, been here a long time.
What position did you play?
Second base.
Oh.
Ground ball to DeSensis, over to Lafrano for one, across to Lal for two, double play Brahmas. Got that?
Right
so,
on.
So, in fact, ironically, as now we look to Hall of Fame number 3, when I said DeSensis at third over to me at second, the shortstop was Rick Auerbach. Rick Auerbach is going to be inducted in this year's Hall of Fame after he played the 1 year at Pierce in 69. I played 68-69. Rick played in 69 out of Taft High. He played 10 years in the big leagues for various teams. He was never the star. He was never the guy. But he got 10 years in the major leagues. So that was a pretty good era of Pierce baseball. And another one of my teammates – it's good to be my teammate. You get in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Is Steve Hertz. Steve is just recently retired as a long-term baseball coach at Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington. He coached 24 years at Gonzaga and 2 years at UC Irvine, and those are two, you know, major Division I programs where he won 697 games. And that's a ton of games, and you kind of forget about them down here. But up there – at the college, they actually have a bust in the athletic area of Steve's head because he was such a, you know, that kind of guy. When I played with him, it was really kind of neat, and this is a kind of an interesting story. His dad was the general manager of Mann Theaters, which I don't even sure there's Mann Theaters
no,
anymore.
No, but I remember the name.
Mann Theaters. So it was always, hey, Steve, let's give me a couple of tickets. Let's go. Let's double date or whatever, and we'll go over to go to Westwood because that's where the Mann Theater, that's where the real nice one was in Westwood. And so he'd always give me tickets. And this is in 1969. Now let's fast forward to 1998. In 1998, his nephew, Jared, played on the same team that Zito did. And so now the Hertz family not Steve, because Steve's up in Spokane coaching at Gonzaga, but the Hertz family, Grandma and Grandpa, would come to our games, and I'd still get the Mann Theater tickets in 1998. That was pretty good. They would lay a couple of tickets on me 30 years later. And that was kind of neat. So we're having Steve going to be inducted, too, for a really great college coaching career. We're going to have a couple of volleyball players who are Olympians. One is Bob Samuelson, who in 1992, the team won the bronze medal. We've got volleyball has obviously been a great sport here at Pierce. And Bob is a guy, you're going to see this guy, he's about 6'8", bald as a cucumber. And in the 92 Olympics, there is, I got to look this up and, you know, I'll tell the story at the Hall of Fame, but I want to make sure I know it. And right now I'm not 100% sure. Something happened where they had something happened in the match against Japan, and it got ruled against the U.S. and basically ruled against Samuelson. So his teammates, to make him not feel bad, all shaved their heads as the Olympics carried on, and they won the bronze medal. So in a show of unity and a show of teamwork, teammates, they shaved their head like Bob. And
what year was that?
It's 92.
And hair was still important then, wasn't it?
Not now, but it is.
Wasn't that before people were shaving their heads all the time?
People shaved their heads all the time. I don't know why. I'm not sure, but they do. And so that's a good story to tell, and I'm sure he'll probably look back on that. And then Kevin Barnett. Kevin currently is the Channel 4, I guess NBC, announcer when there's Olympics in the volleyball in the Olympics. He's that guy doing that game. He played here for Big Daddy Stanley in 94, 95, and then went to Pepperdine, was a two-year All-American for Marv Dumphy. Marv will also be at our Hall of Fame number 3, two-time Olympic gold medal coach. And he played in the 2000 and 2004 Olympics. I don't know if those teams won anything. When I look at his bio, it doesn't say he won a medal, so we'll have to see.
But he went to the Olympics.
He went to the Olympics. That's pretty sweet, so good for him. I think, Doreen, somebody's calling me, and I'm going to try to ignore this because I forgot to shut it off. that's all right. It's Pierce. We're good.
And who else do we have? Who's that guy in the picture with Kobe Bryant?
Funny, Jimmy Allen calling me, speaking
You're
of it right
me.
Now.
It is. I see your phone. Yeah. It says Jimmy Allen.
I'll call him back. Isn't that ironic? Jimmy
That's
Allen, the football guy. Say that again. Who was the...
The guy, the umpire in the picture with Kobe.
Oh, Bill Spooner. Bill Spooner is a 25-year NBA official holding Kobe Bryant. And, in fact, our poster has a picture of him with Kobe standing right behind him. So Spooner played football here in the mid-70s, went to San Diego State. I know he umpired in the minor leagues, baseball, until he kind of found his niche as an NBA official. And this is 25 years of it, so that's a great addition. This is remembering that the Hall of Fame is to honor what you did, not only what you did at Pierce, but also what you did afterwards, because I think it's really important that people have stayed in the field of athletics somehow, some way, and they've continued what they learned at Pierce, either helping to coach other kids or finding a niche in professional sports or something. I mean, Marv Dumphy, volleyball. He may be the greatest volleyball coach that ever coached at the collegiate level at Pepperdine.
Wow.
And he's a Brahma.
Of course.
You know, stuff like that. That's why I do it. We're having Marion McWilliams. Marion was the athletic director when I got hired at Pierce to coach baseball. She coached tennis here, won a state championship, and was the athletic director, I think, for about 12 years or maybe even more.
Was that unusual to have a woman be an athletic director?
Yes and no. Maybe at that time that was unusual. Now when I sit at the table when we have our athletic directors meetings for the Western States Conference and there's 15 schools, it's probably half and half.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's no reason why there shouldn't be. But maybe back then she might have been one of the first ones. So
Trailblazer.
I think she's 84. So she'll be coming down the pike here to come to that. So that'll be kind of fun for her. And let's see who else we have.
And remember that this is going to be, what's our date for this one?
May 28th. It's
May
Wednesday
28th.
Night. Wednesday night at Woodland Hills Country Club.
Which is a fabulous place. It's worth going just to see the Woodland Hills Country Club. It's a beautiful place in our neighborhood.
It's become maybe the Pierce hangout.
It's like our next place that we go. When we're not here, we're there.
That's a good point, Doreen. Very good point. In fact, when we had that, whatever that was, in August, Pete's me while I'm there, but it's the leadership.
The leadership retreat.
Yeah, right. But I held a putting contest at lunch.
I have a picture of it.
Thank you very much. We had some people. We gave away a couple of prizes for a little putting contest at Woodland Hills Country Club, giving my personal club a little press here on a
It is a beautiful club.
Beautiful
it's
place.
Really pleasant to be there. It's a very nice room. It's easy to go there, easy to park, just down the street, and you feel like you've entered this, like you're on
Different
vacation.
Place. And you know who I want to invite? I want to invite the new chancellor.
Oh, let's invite the new chancellor.
Yeah. I don't even know his name.
Francisco Rodriguez.
I think he pitches for the Brewers.
You know, I think there is one. When I looked him up,
baseball.
A player came up.
What is the guy? It is. The guy who used to pitch on the Angels.
There is a
Francisco
Rodriguez.
I think it is, yeah. So we'll invite both of them and see which one shows up. But, yeah, we need to invite him to somehow get – I don't think he starts till June 1st, but he's got to be in the area. He's got to be close by, I would think.
We can certainly get his information. We will find him.
We will find him because
we get what we want.
And that's part of who you are. You research like you're a research librarian.
I do like to research.
Yeah, good for
I do.
You.
I
good
do so, yeah.
In fact, we had Dan the Man was there, Dan La Vista.
Oh, he came.
He came to the second Hall of Fame.
Yes, he did.
Because we invited him, and he knew
he better show up.
That's He'd right.
He'd been chancellor for about 10 minutes, and
exactly.
he came on down and
he...
said, where am I? Where am I, Bob?
Where am I? I'm in Woodland Hills. What the heck is that? So that was good. And we have a couple of, you know, I mentioned Marion being 84. I may not mention that night. But she's 84, but we've got a couple of young kids who are in the Hall of Fame. Because anytime you're a conference player of the year or a state champion, I think that's really noteworthy. And our little diver from the 2010 season, Jamie Flynn, won the state diving title. And it's like I always say, it's not Rhode Island. It's not like there's 10 schools. This is California. This is huge.
Huge.
And so you're competing against kids from all over, up and down the state. And so she won a title. And then Erica Vagnes, who was just an outstanding soccer player, who then went on to play 2 years at SC. So we got the young athletes and the older athletes and everybody in between. Tony Otto is a basketball player who played here 63-64, went to SC for 2 years, and then started a 30-year coaching career. It's kind of funny. I emailed Coach Crum and I said, Coach, in your time at Pierce, which was in the 60s before he went to UCLA, which basketball player would you recommend to be inducted into our Hall of Fame? His secretary gets back to me and says, Coach is out of the country. So I figured I'm not going to hear from him for a while. And the very next day I'm talking to Ken Stanley, about volleyball. And I said, hey, Ken, you were Denny's assistant. Who would you put in for basketball in our Hall of Fame? And he said, Tony Otto. The next day, Denny's secretary, gets a message to Denny, gets it back to me, Tony Otto. Boom. So both his coaches, without doubt, without any hesitation, nominated him. He lives up in Fresno, and he said he's going to come down. And hopefully these guys will be able to maybe reconnect with some of their old buddies and people that they lived with and went to school with here. And then, of course, there's that story of the football player Neil Sweeney, who played here for 2 years, I'm going to say off the top of my head, 63, 64, 64, 65, went to the University of Tulsa and one of the leading receivers in the nation at that time. Got drafted by the Denver Broncos and played 1 year in the NFL. And unfortunately had passed away, you know, was actually in an accident and passed away. But his brother is so excited about being here that night and honoring his brother and the family and the whole thing. So that'll be kind of special too. So it's a interesting group of people, young and old and football and baseball and all in between. So we're really looking forward to that. And again, without Doreen's help, these things would never go on, never happen.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, that's how he gets us to work for him. He butters us up. We buy
true.
Into it.
Doreen,
we can't help it.
Please.
We just go along. It's like he's the Pied Piper. What can I do for you next, Bob? Just say it.
Follow
I'm
me.
There.
Follow me.
That's it. I'm there.
I will follow you wherever you may go. There isn't an ocean too deep. A mountain so high it can't keep me away from my love. It's an old song.
Thank you. Very nice. I like that.
I will follow you. That's an old song. I can't even remember who sang it. But when I hear that word, I will follow. I kind of break into
You have
that
to
song.
Break into song. And, into and song. Bob has to break into song all the time.
That's just who I am. And Doreen, let's not talk about singing. We've seen the pictures of Doreen, the press releases of Doreen.
There have been no press releases.
Press pictures. I've seen pictures.
All right.
Okay, that's right. Back in the day. Doreen, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I know you're busy, and I will see you in about 15, 20 minutes over there as we do a 70s.
Oh, we're heading into the 70s.
We're heading these into the 70s.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, people need to know who you are, and now they do, because this is the number one rated show at KPC Radio. Number one rated, heard by thousands of students and their parents.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
Well, you know, I did a radio poll last week. I said, what's your favorite
radio station?
And I have 14,000. Last week, we hit 14,000 Facebook fans. And I said, what's your favorite radio station? And I have to say that this college radio station, KPCR Radio, came out as the number one.
No way, really.
A lot of people said they liked our own college radio station. There's no, like, commercials. And they liked it.
I'm going to keep singing then.
You should, because that's why people come here, just to hear you sing, Bob.
I'm going to keep, now that I know that. And you know what's another radio station? I wonder where this one ranked on your, the Cal State Northridge, 88.5. That's really a good station.
Really?
I mean, great music. And let me tell you, Doreen, before you get up, make sure you take your headphones off.
Oh, because that would be embarrassing.
Well, I'm just going to say you may have a picture taken, and it could be that. Again, thank you so much, Doreen Clay, the number one gal here on campus, and keeps us all looking good. She's got her little Brahma bear there, got her cap on, and she's waving goodbye, and we will see you soon. Doreen Clay, thank you. That was good. Doreen is somebody who, again, behind the scenes and does such an unbelievable job here at Pierce College. Well, we've kind of talked about Pierce Athletics, and the Hall of Fame that's coming up. We'll continue to talk about that. Next week is spring break. Don't look for me here. Look for me down in Rocky Point, Mexico. That's where I'm going to be hanging for a little while. And so we're going to wrap this show up a little bit early today, as there's a lot of things to do, especially with that Hall of Fame coming up. But hopefully you guys out there can come and support our athletic teams as we continue to play in the WSC Conference. And as this pretty much April is going to be the last month of competition. So within the last month of competition. So we're going to be done at about the end of April, May 1st. So if you've got some time to come on out and watch a team, please do that. Baseball, always playing. And volleyball, with the playoffs coming up, hopefully be in the playoffs. There's no more home swim meets. So we got a little tennis, a little thing like that. So we're going to wrap this show up here in just about right now. We're going to wrap it up. And thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today will be the next Wide World of Brahma Sports. And with that, I'm signing off.